Well, Bosco Ntaganda, a suspected warlord from the Democratic Republic of Congo, has handed himself in to the United States Embassy in Rwanda. He's been accused of war crimes between 2002 and 2003. Ntaganda has reportedly asked to be transferred to the International Criminal Court, the ICC, after walking into the embassy in Kigali. Victoria Nuland is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
I'm not in a position to speak for him as to why he chose us to facilitate his passage to The Hague. Presumably, when we complete this process, he'll be in a position to speak for himself. We want to facilitate that request. As you know, we strongly support the work that the ICC is doing to investigate the atrocities committed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and we are going to continue to work with the ICC in this matter.
Ntaganda denies charges of forcing the conscription of child soldiers, murder, rape and ethnic persecution. The move marks a major advance in efforts to prosecute Ntaganda, who the ICC first indicted in 2006 for forcing children to become soldiers. However, human rights groups claim he's been implicated in other murders, rapes, attacks on civilians and slavery during his time as a fugitive. It's unclear why Ntaganda chose to surrender himself to the U.S. Embassy after years at large, though a split in his rebellion movement, dubbed the M23, may be a possible reason.